Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. You bring joy to others when you allow Jesus to work in you and through you. And that's what you are called to do. Let Jesus be in you. We have that verse every day on the air. In Him you live and move and have your being. And in spite of what's going on in this world, we do live in a great part of the country. There's earthquakes on one coast, and there's rain and desolation and destruction on the other coast and in New Orleans. And there are evil invaders around the world that are capturing people and torturing people. I want to read a phrase from Psalm 46, 1. In fact, I want to read the first four verses of Psalm 46. The Lord is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. This is the God that you can depend on, friend. And you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. And I want to welcome you again to the broadcast, Kimberly.
Thank you for having me again. I know yesterday we had started talking about those labels and identities that the old identities
yes,
that we've allowed ourselves to live with. And I was just listening to you quoting from Psalm 46, and you know, it's interesting. God is our refuge. Everything on this planet is shaking.
Yes.
From coast to coast, it's shaking. You know, 7 or 8 years ago here in Oklahoma, we started experiencing earthquakes for the first time.
Yes.
This is not really an earthquake zone. It hasn't been for hundreds of years. And all of a sudden, these earthquakes started coming up, and we began to have more earthquakes here than they do in California.
Oh, my goodness.
So not only have we been Tornado Alley, we've had the earthquakes too. And for all of the learning that we have done, for all of the intellect we think we have gained as a people, as a humanity, we are more confused now than we've ever been before.
Absolutely.
And this world,
yes,
is going to continue shaking, and there's going to continue to be confusion until we recognize that we live in a temporary realm.
Yes.
This is a visible realm that is corruptible and it is shakable. But we were made for a realm, the perfect universe, for a realm that is uncorruptible. It is unshakable.
Mm,
and
you,
we all need to recognize that so that we can take these old labels and these old identities off of ourselves. We're identifying with things that are in this shakable realm.
Yes.
We've been giving ourselves titles and stamping ourselves with these labels and identities that are causing weakness. They're causing limitations. They're causing division. And God wants us to be free, and He wants us to be in unity and in harmony. So that's what we were talking about yesterday,
yes,
is getting those old labels off of us and being in agreement with God.
That's right. I have a confession for today from Rick Renner, and it just goes right along with what you're teaching, Kimberly. He is saying, I confess that God's word dominates my mind, my will, and my emotions. Because I have put God's word into my heart, I am not shaken or easily moved by the things that occur in the world around me. I know who I am secure in my Father's love, and I recognize that He destined me to live in these last days because He has a special plan for me. Regardless of what I see or hear, I take my stand on the promises of God's word, and it provides me with safety and security. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. By Rick Renner.
That's good. So yes. These messages are coming from every area. As much as the world is shaking, God is giving us more messages from all different directions, all different people, all different lands. Rick Renner's in Russia. You know, I just love that we are getting messages from all over the world to be watching for God. Even Nancy DeMoss Wagamuth, again, she just blessed me today by saying, you know, there are those sinners that cry out, unclean, unclean. And we can be made clean and be revived. Let our heart be revived. And as she said that, the Holy Spirit just said to me, it's a one-time cleaning. It's just one time that our heart is made clean, but it is a continual revival. So I'm going to just bounce off of that into reminding us part of that revival is clearing the way. It's that Isaiah 40 verse 3 that we were talking about yesterday. You're clearing the way. Make a straight path for the Lord. It's a voice crying out in the wilderness saying, make a straight path. And I know that was a prophetic word from Isaiah talking about the coming of John the Baptist, who would be making a clear way for Jesus. But God's word applies on so many levels.
Yes.
And we need to be making a way, a clear path in our mind and in our heart to receive what God has to say about us. And last week we were talking about having the right operating system in place and allowing God to dwell in us and wanting to do everything with Him involved. That's going to mean that we're going to need to clean out some of those old thoughts because they're distracting and they'll keep God out of the picture. But He created us to operate the best and to be at optimal capacity, at our strongest, at our healthiest, our wisest or smartest, at our fullest and our best ever.
Yes.
When we are loving Him with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, we are overflowing with that high power for achievement. And that's the most power and freedom you will ever know.
Yes, you were talking even about that yesterday in Isaiah 57, that God is saying, return to me, build up the road, clear the way and get ready, remove every obstacle from your path, every obstacle. And that includes labeling and identifying yourself as something that you are not. And
even, that's good.
You know, some of my friends who've been Christians all their life, believers all their life, they've still got a false identity. And Darren used to call it a false passport. They really don't know who they are in Christ Jesus. And we got to get settled in that, Kimberly. We truly do.
Yes. Thank you for reminding me about that, for reminding all of us that are listening today. Yeah, we want to get rid of any old identity or false identity, false passport. We want to get rid of that because it does not agree with what our Father says about us. And that involves getting rid of that involves a humbling. We have to humble ourselves to receive what He says, as opposed to what we think we know. You know, we think we know a lot, but we've got to humble ourselves and receive what He says about us. I just am mindful about being so careful what we say about ourselves. Be careful what you think about yourself. You are made in God's image. You, listener, you are God's dwelling place.
Yes.
If you say, I am so sick or I am so dumb, you are labeling His dwelling place. And it's actually worse than that. Do you remember when God appeared to Moses in the burning bush to send him to Pharaoh and tell him to let his people go?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Moses asked God, "When Pharaoh asks me who sent me, what should I tell him?" And God's answer was this, "Tell him I am sent you."
Yes.
I am sent you. I am dwells in you today. You are made in I am's image. So every time you say, "I am worthless," or "I am not able to keep a job," or "I am not loved," every time you say, "I am," you are speaking the name of the great I am. Mm. You are made in his image. And so it's a reminder that yes, that's who you are. You're his child, made in his image. And God is never lonely. And he is never worthless, and he is never sick, and he is never dumb. So be careful what you say about yourself.
Yes. And I think that I really believe that even your thoughts, when you can think that you are unworthy or you are mm-hmm. inferior or you are guilty of something, eventually those thoughts are going to be made words. And so we've got to really cast down those evil imaginations and those thoughts that come into our minds and not let them dwell in our minds.
And that's right.
It's important that we don't see ourselves, even in our thought life, as somebody that's inferior to what God calls us.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're anything like me. That's hard to really catch all those thoughts.
Yes.
Some
yes.
of them are so automatic and they've been there for so long.
Yes.
And so that's when we want to lean on Holy Spirit and ask him to put a filter on your mind. Ask him to pull those things that are in the dark out into the light so that you can be careful what you're thinking about. Take every thought captive into the obedience of Jesus Christ and let Holy Spirit help you with that, because that's something that I can't do on my own. I need him every hour. I need him.
Yes.
So we're talking. Yeah, go ahead.
It's good to label. You were mentioning labeling something that we're struggling against. And I, you know that I have been naming my days for, 13, 14 years. And people that come to my home, if they see a calendar on the wall, they see that I put either adjectives or nouns of God or something that is said in the Word of God about me or about God's kids. And I put those on the days because I don't want to think of my days as problematic. I want to think mm-hmm. of my days as something that I can look forward to. So every morning I go to that calendar again and I look up the word that I'm thinking of today. Today is my word is healing. And so all day long, I'm thanking God for the healing of some of my friends who need healing and praying for people. Naming, you were saying that naming gives us power over the problems and the things that we're coming against. And so when we name even our days, Kimberly, it's so important that we look with appreciation for our day. You know, we can say, this is the day that the Lord has made. And then we get back down into the gutter for some reason. We can't stay there. We cannot stay there. And we've got
not in the gutter. That's right.
Not the gutter. So we've got to name our days with great anticipation that God is going to use that day for his glory.
Yes, I'm so glad you brought that up, because we also don't want to ignore what we're struggling with. We're struggling with an illness or with loneliness or lack of understanding, it's good to name that thing. Just be careful that you don't identify yourself with it.
Yes.
Okay, because that's different. You're right. Naming it gives us power over it. So we want to make sure we have the power over that thing that we are struggling against.
Yes.
And not naming ourselves that thing.
Yes.
That's
Amen.
Where we get stuck. Because if we ignore or avoid that thing, like if we just keep saying, I don't have a cold. No, I'm not sick. Well, if we avoid it or ignore it, it will still have power.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that is in the dark, the enemy has power over. But when we bring it out into the light and name it, then it is in God's presence, and his love and his light boy, that thing can't survive in his love and light unless it was, you know, ordained by him.
That's right.
God does not ordain anything that will bring destruction to us and tear us down. He only wants us built up. And when we recognize that the enemy is labeling us, take that name off of yourself, yes, and call that thing into the light. If the enemy wants to keep labeling you as weak, then remind him that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Hallelujah.
And if,
praise God.
Yeah. If he wants to label you as poor, remind him that the poor are blessed and happy. They are the ones who inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Yes. Mm. Thank you, Lord.
And remember that you are confessing this out of obedience. You're identifying yourself with the one who dwells in you, the one you were made for, and we want to obey him. In this world, there is still going to be broken bodies and broken hearts. It's just the way it is in this life. But the light overcomes the darkness, and we continue to confess that. We continue to stand on what we believe, that we're made for a better realm that is not corruptible.
Oh, amen.
It's not shakable. And we stay in agreement with that light. I just want to encourage all you listening, the labels that you have, you need to look at them as the enemy, not yourself as the enemy.
Oh, that's right.
Don't be discouraged and hopeless about yourself and your circumstances. Look at that label and just be disgusted at that and say, oh no, that is not a part of what God made me.
That's right. That is not me. Absolutely.
That's not me. It's limiting. It's limiting to stay with those labels. My husband drives a big, big pickup truck. It has a V10 engine in it. That
Whoa.
Thing is a beast. Yeah. But a couple of the cylinders blew out on the engine. So it still runs, but it's not nearly as strong as it used to be. Mm-hmm. He can drive around town in it, but he can't take it out of town anymore. So it's limited. It is now limited in its strength, and it's limited in its endurance, and it's more able to break down again. So
what a good analogy, Kimberly. It really is. If there's something broken or weak, we need to look at it, recognize it, confront it, identify it, and get rid of it in the name of Jesus, and it will flee. It will flee. Those spirits have got to flee. Yes.
That's right. Because keeping those labels and identities, that's what the enemy wants. He wants you to name yourself and identify yourself with those labels. Anything that science has said about you, or medicine, or any teacher or man, it's like having those cylinders blown out in your life. Mm-hmm. But we don't want to allow that to happen. We want to be able to go the distance. We want to be able to pull the weight God has given us to pull. We want to be able to be creative. Mm-hmm. We want to have that highest potential. So remember 1 Corinthians 2:16, you have the mind of Christ, and you can remove these labels. A few months ago, someone from a life insurance company came to our home to take blood from us and do a health screening to ascertain if we would qualify for their insurance. Well, my blood work came back, and the report, well, it would have been disturbing to the average person. But none of us who have the creator of the universe dwelling in us are an average person.
That's right.
So his peace assured me that it was his blood that runs through my veins, and there is no earthly test that could ever recognize what's happening there. And I did a little research so I could know what the label meant that the world was putting on me and wanted to use for me. And then this is what I decided to do with that label. I decided to welcome that thing to try and exist with the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords in this temple that he chooses to dwell in. And I know that sounds funny, but I chose to welcome it in a humbled way of saying, God, You knew this was here, and you know how long it's been here, and you know how long you want it to remain. And so as long as it's glorifying you, and it is serving your purposes, I will not be afraid of this thing. Mm-hmm. This thing can live with you. This thing, if it can stand your presence, then it's not going to hurt me, because I am created in your image. I live in your presence as well. So this thing will not hurt me. And I'm taking the label off of me, looking at it and saying, you know, you are in God's hands. You have to face him when you are dwelling in me, mm-hmm. because
I'm thinking
he is
also,
the one who dwells in me.
That's right. I'm thinking also that sometimes the things that the world say is something that is irregular, regular heartbeat, or something that is unusual, detrimental to the human body, God has put it there for a purpose, Kimberly. I think of the teachings you've given us, that all things work together for good. So maybe sometimes these irregularities in our bodies are from God. I truly believe that. And when you told me about that the other day, I said, well, Lord, do we need to pray for a blood transfusion? Because I believe divine blood transfusions are sometimes necessary when people have diseases or illnesses in their bodies. And he said, nope. There was a definite nope.
No.
And it was like, okay, she has your DNA, Father God, and your blood, Lord Jesus, flows through her veins. So I am not going to be concerned at all about this.
Right. Yeah. You know, science and medicine have decided that there is a level of everything that everybody has to meet.
Yes.
And we were all made to be individuals. We're individual characters before God.
That's right.
So there's no way any level playing field could be established for all the billions of us. There's mm-hmm. just no way. Mm-hmm. But medical and science, they are assuming everyone has to fall within these certain parameters.
That's right.
And what I say to that is, ask my God about that. Ask him what he intended for my blood to look like. Mm-hmm. Ask him.
That's
and that's how we need to stay humble, is asking the Lord. I did not immediately say, well, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. And there are times when we're called to do that. But what I did do is I asked my Abba, I like to call him mm-hmm. Abba, my
yes.
father. I asked them if there was anything he needed me to pursue as a remedy. And I received a firm no, just like you said when you asked, do I need a blood infusion? No, no. And I moved on. We do things differently because of God's presence in us.
That's right.
We love our enemies and bless those who curse us.
Yeah,
and we
do
pray for those
who
persecute us.
I know,
mm-hmm.
we do exactly the opposite of what the world tells us to do. And I remember my dear mom, your grandma, Kimberly, and she had high cholesterol. And I believe some Germans have normal high cholesterol. Probably if I went to the doctor for a test, he would say, oh my goodness, we've got to get your cholesterol. I have never measured my cholesterol. I don't think it's anybody's business, and it's God who's keeping me steady. I can eat anything. But my dear mother, she decided that she's got to do something about that high cholesterol. So she started taking statins. You find out that statins form things in your brain that causes Alzheimer's. And that's mm-hmm. what Grandma died of, Alzheimer's.
Yes.
And I'm
yes.
thinking, Father God, you're exactly right, Kimberly. We are not made into ticky-tack little boxes and clones. Each one is an individual made in the image and likeness of God. And
yes.
He's our doctor. He's my physician anyway. He is. He gives me the best reports in the whole world. I love that.
Does. Yes. Yes. We are his children, and no one knows us better than our Father.
Right.
He's the perfect Father whose name is love. And that's why we can love those who have hurt us. And so even the enemy, those things coming against us, trying to label us, we can welcome. That's what I'm saying here. I didn't just curse it. I welcomed it. Mm-hmm. I said, well, come on in here. See if you can survive in the presence of my God.
In his light. Amen. In the light of the word. Hallelujah. We just get, yeah. When people get reports like this, they just kind of go off the map with their emotions. The fear is very almost tangible. And so we have got to get so into the word, Kimberly, that it doesn't rock our boat. And I'm sure
that's
it didn't
right.
rock your boat when when they told you this. And of course, did they give you insurance?
No, I don't qualify. It's okay. I'm good with that. I know who my provider is.
That's
you know,
right.
I know who my provider is. Jehovah Jireh is my provider. And I do not worry. I am not going to be trapped in that place of worry. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, knowing that who we are, that we are his, and letting worry just dissolve away. Going back to 1 John chapter 3, it says, who knows how we will end up? Right now, we're the children of God, but that's just the beginning.
Yes.
Who really knows how we will end up? It's not yet apparent. It hasn't been revealed what we're going to be. So hang in there, because
right.
we have so much more in store, so much more ahead of us. And God wants to continue to bring us from glory to glory, from triumph to triumph, and from victory to victory.
Oh, praise God. I'm so glad you came back on the show today. We needed to hear that. We need to hear that no matter how the world labels us, friend, you know that you are secure in Christ Jesus. He is your refuge and your strength, no matter what the storm. Thank you so much, Kimberly, for coming back on the program today. Appreciate you so much.
Yes, thank you. And to you and all the listeners,
take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.